My name is Todd McDaniel. I'm the president and CEO of the Research Valley Partnership, and it's really my honor to help host and MC this groundbreaking ceremony. Just to kick things off, I would be remiss not to recognize any members of our board of directors. We have three sitting up here from the board of directors of the Research Valley Partnership. So if you're a member of our board, please raise your hand. So thank you all. This is all about the leadership of our board and our organization and how we serve as an economic development corporation for Brazos County. Secondly, let me also recognize if we have any representatives from Invest Research Valley here today. I know we do. I see Spherion. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Invest Research Valley is our private sector membership. They're a very important part of what we do, and they're always, we try to get them involved and plugged into the things that we do. So just a couple of quick comments, and then I'm going to turn the mic over to Mayor Mooney. So just at the very highest level, I think it's very important to understand that what we do in these types of projects are the result of a team effort. And Spencer Clements and I, who will make a few remarks in a minute, were talking earlier about the vision of this entire area and how it started literally in sometime late 2009 with a design charrette. I don't know if you know what that is. Dennis, I remember you being at it. It was actually the charrette. It's an architectural process to try to understand and see a vision for a market or a community or a location. And it was at the Brazos County Expo. And literally what we're now seeing come together, fast forward 6-7 years, is a result, no exaggeration, of some of what came out of that planning and out of that design charrette. So it's really an honor to be here today and to help lead this effort. With that, I'm going to turn it over to Mayor Carl Mooney to make a few comments, and then we'll go from there.
Thanks. Dang, it's so cold you almost need gloves. Yay. I'm not complaining though. Well, howdy.
Howdy.
All right, there we go. That's the way to start this off. All right, we're honored to be able to be out here today, and that Viasat actually selected College Station, the Research Valley, to develop its Texas corporate campus. Hopefully this is just the first of many more projects like Viasat to come here. Global technology companies are, like Viasat, are exactly what we want to bring here to Bryan College Station and the Research Valley. We're hoping that we'll be able to nurture them so that they'll not only launch here, but grow here as well, and be a real benefit and a community partner to both of our cities. Viasat's Texas corporate campus location is right here, Biomedical Corridor, that was made possible through that interlocal agreement. The project's another example of the cooperation that we can have when we work together in College Station and Bryan. This phase of Viasat's project here in College Station includes the development of a state-of-the-art 80,000 square foot facility that's estimated at over $20 million in investment. And it's expected to create at least 150 new jobs with an annual new payroll of $9.6 million. That's $64,000 per job, right? Almost twice the Brazos County average. So we're really excited for what that's going to bring to us here in the area. Finally, I want to thank the Research Valley Partnership for what they do to help companies like Viasat launch, grow, and locate here. We're looking to a partnership. I know I speak for Mayor Nelson as well when we're saying we're excited about being able to join hands and let Viasat work with us to make Bryan and College Station a better place, not just here in the Bio Corridor, but throughout our cities. And now I'd like to ask Spencer Clements to come up and say a few words.
Thank you, Mayor.
Yes, sir.
Mud today. It wouldn't be a groundbreaking unless it's muddy, right? So I appreciate everybody coming out today. I just want to say on behalf of my partners, the Traditions Acquisition Partnership, which are David Seegers, Peter Curry, and Mike Roop, as well as our city partner, the City of Bryan, welcome to Atlas. I actually have a lot of people to thank, and the first people I like to thank is, as Carl referenced, were those individuals who had the forethought to put together the interlocal agreement that led to this day actually happening. And I know Mayor Mooney, you were there that day and you voted for this agreement. And today is the fruit of that planting. So we appreciate your support very much. Also like to thank Todd, Abigail, everybody at RVP for working this transaction to a successful conclusion. We work with RVP very closely, have for a number of years, and it's a great group and does a wonderful job for everyone in the Brazos Valley. So thank you, RVP. Of course, my friend Dennis, appreciate you being here today. Dennis was the one that tapped me on the shoulder and said, you know, there's this company called Viasat, and they're doing pretty big things, and they're growing, and they're ambitious, and they may want a corporate campus someday. And so, Dennis, thanks for pestering me a few times about that. Of course, our land development team, our attorneys, Mike Gentry, Brian Hanna with West Webb, All Britton and Gentry. Our civil engineers, Joe Schultz, Devin Doyne with Schultz Engineering. Our complete Atlas team, our project manager, Eddie Hare, Casey Sandlin, Justin Schultz, Natalie Rosser. We have a great team here at Atlas and Traditions. And of course, I'd be remiss if we didn't thank our team from Viasat. Gary Doris was great to work with, Steve Cruz, Cody Catalina. We appreciate you guys putting your trust in our team and in Atlas. Now, Atlas is that mythological figure that was tasked with holding up the heavens, reaching out and holding up the heavens. And when we selected a name for the corporate campus area of our community, we selected Atlas because we want strong companies who are dreaming big dreams. We want these companies to dream dreams and actually make them happen. Companies like Casey Kasem used to say, keep their feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars. And in Viasat, we literally found the literal equivalent of that hope, a company that's putting satellites into space. Now, Viasat, you guys are joining a growing number of companies that are revolutionizing their industries that are locating here to Atlas. And to make Atlas an even more complete home for you and for all of them, we're embarking on the next phase of our dream, which is over my shoulder, the Lake Walk Town Center. So over my shoulder, you can see the Stella Hotel. You can see CHI St. Joseph Mature Well, some retail, a park, a pavilion, a lake, an observation tower, some residential, all under construction right now. It's a very exciting time for us. So, Cody, we're humbled by your company's commitment to our community, and welcome to Atlas. Thank you.
I'm not going to keep us out here too long, but I wanted to just share a few things with you guys. I thought a lot of you guys might not know the story and know why Viasat, this company headquartered in California, is going to build this really world-class building and facility here in Bryan-College Station. So I appreciate you all coming out, especially on such a beautiful day. It's not quite like California, as it's the, no, not quite up to San Diego standards, but it is many days of the year. So this is actually convergence of two paths. The first path was started, was Viasat, and it was founded by Mark Dankberg, Steve Hart, and Mark Miller in Mark Dankberg's garage in California in 1986. And Mark Dankberg still serves as the CEO of that company. They brought in a gentleman named Rick Baldridge, and he serves as CEO and president of that company. He joined Viasat in 1999. Both of those guys have ties to the state of Texas. Rick worked in Dallas for General Dynamics and Raytheon for a number of years, actually quite a big part of his life. And Mark graduated from Rice and is a member of the Rice University Electrical and Computer Engineering Hall of Fame. So that's a little bit about Viasat. They actually have offices spread around the world, but until 2014 did not have any presence in the state of Texas. Net Near You is the other part of that path. It was founded in 1996 in Bryan, Texas, and the idea was actually born at lunch between myself and Pete Catalina. And another founder that's here with us today, Johnny Hinojosa. Johnny, raise your hand and say hi. ran the development activities for the company, and now he still runs them for our division in Viasat called Viasat Wireless Services. Pete and his partner, Dennis Gehring, were critical to the early formation of Net Near You. They provided early guidance, funding, and very important, office space, which is actually where we still are today, but maybe not for too much longer. this company, we definitely had our share of struggles over the years. We were founded in 1996, and we made it through the doldrums brought on by 9/11 and the tech crash and everything else. And that's probably attributed to great employees, execution on some tough decisions during those years, but also certainly some divine intervention along the way, without a doubt. But nevertheless, once the economy started to grow, tech spending picked up, so did Netnear U. Well, after about 6 or 9 months of discussions and negotiations, on June 6, 2014, D-Day, easy day to remember, Viasat officially acquired Netnear U. So at the time, we had 65 employees, and after about two and a half years later, fast forward to today, we have 170 employees here today. So quite a bit of growth just in that time period. Viasat provides industry-leading connectivity, broadband connectivity around the world. So you can think of them as a global ISP. Netnear U at the time provided a world-class software management platform for public Wi-Fi networks, getting Wi-Fi internet at hotels or airports or that type of place. So you put those two things together, and today this combined entity serves internet to customers on airplanes, JetBlue, United, Virgin America. We just announced American Airlines, so we'll be converting those airplanes over to our service. We provide internet service on Navy bases around the world, in Bahrain, in Dubai, in Cuba. Just did a large deployment in Cuba, all over the United States. We are embarking on projects in Mexico right now, where we are actually going into villages that have no telephone service, no internet at all, no cell coverage. And we're deploying high-speed Wi-Fi service for these folks. So they all have smartphones, because when they go to cities, they use their phones. Well, now they actually have a way to communicate in their towns and villages where they live. So a lot of exciting things going on there, really, truly changing the world. So what this building does for Viasat is it really brings the cultures and values of Viasat to Bryan-College Station. And those cultures and values are second to none. And that's probably why the acquisition of Netnear U into Viasat has been such a good fit and worked out so well, because the companies were really very, very similar. This building is kind of the commitment that Viasat shows to its employees. So it's going to be 89,000 square feet. It will house about 300 people when it's done. It'll have a 24/7 support center in it for many of our customers around the world that will actually call in and use this building. We're building a dedicated student incubator area in the building so that students that have projects at A&M can come over, do their projects in our building, learn a little bit about the Viasat culture, see what a Corpus campus is like, and it's a way for us to recruit those students for future employment. We are also going to include a ton of amenities in these buildings, so I'm just going to read this list to you guys so you guys can kind of get an idea and a taste for what is going to be out here. A cafe, a gym and fitness center with lockers and showers, a roast house, a multi-purpose room for employee events, sand volleyball court, basketball court, a green belt area for other sports, outdoor barbecue and fire pit areas, a rooftop deck overlooking the recreation area and the lake, a charging station for electric cars, and last but not least, 10 full RV hookups for game days. Wow. So... one thing that's clear is this Atlas, our building in this Atlas development definitely fits our work hard, play hard mentality and attitude at Viasat. And what they're building here in this amenity-rich environment really fits into the Viasat culture and campuses around the globe that we build, and it's just a perfect place for us to build and grow. So thank you guys for coming out. Thank you, Whiting Turner. Thank you, Atlas. Thank you, Viasat team. And I could probably go on forever, but I think Spencer did a really good job. So appreciate all that. And before I leave, all the Viasat folks, just stand up real quick and wave your hands. We have a large turnout here today, so appreciate you guys coming out.
Thank you, Cody. So, yeah, that really is a great synopsis of, if you're ever in the RVP's offices, our launch, grow, locate message, and really Viasat is all of those, because of many of the things you heard really are about how you take technology and knowledge, and that's really, I think, the broader vision of the Research Valley is to be a location where technology companies that need knowledge workers can come together. A couple of other just final comments that I would make as we kind of wrap things up, and then really get to, while we're here today, to have the judge, the mayors, and our friends from ViaSat actually break ground. These projects don't happen overnight, and they also require a ton of effort as a team and as a partnership. And I wanted to recognize Jennifer, Brohoska, Lindsay. You guys at the two cities are awesome at what you do, and we really appreciate it at the Research Valley Partnership. At the end of the day, I mean, it takes a lot of work at the staff level, because it's not just about getting the company to make a decision to locate here to expand, but then there's all the work that goes behind that. And there's always hiccups in projects. I mean, that's kind of the nature of how these things unfold. But when you have team members as responsive as we do at the two cities, it does make it really easy. And so for that, we're very blessed. Thank you all for that, and we're so grateful. With that, I'm going to turn it over to, I guess, Spencer, if you want to lead the charge in directing everybody over to grab their shovels and hard hats.